Peter and the Jailbirds, Chapter 14, Words Have Power. This chapter contains a warning for semi-graphic depictions of surgery.
I need to be in there, May said, eyes rimmed red, shoulders set, head held high. I'm his guardian, I'm sorry, Miss Parker, Dr. Cho shook her head. I can't have anyone else in the OR during a surgery.
He's awake, Ned protested, ears still ringing with echoes of Peter's scream through the speakers of Pepper's phone, tinny and agonized.
You can't make him get surgery without anesthesia, strapped to that thing all alone.
Do you think you could handle it? Dr. Cho asked, holding May's gaze. The distress of family and friends tends to increase the patient's distress and interfere with our work.
I need to be there for him, May insisted.
I'm going in, MJ said, and turned to May. He doesn't like you seeing him when he's hurt. He knows it scares you, and he doesn't want to hurt you.
I know that, May interrupted, and I don't need protecting. I
know, and he knows, because we've all told him before, and he doesn't listen. If you were in there, he'd be trying to be tough. That's not going to help anyone.
If something happens...
You're going to scrub up now, MJ said, so that if something happens, I can duck out and you can come take my place. May opened her mouth, then closed it again, eyes glinting in the sharp clinic lights.
And I'm going to sit here with you, Ned said.
He caught MJ's eyes for a moment, and she nodded gratefully. He hadn't been able to handle the frog dissection. There was no way he'd be able to sit through an entire surgery. And he knew May better than MJ did, after all. They'd be able to keep each other reasonably okay. Hopefully. May pinched the bridge of her nose for a long moment, eyes shut tight.
Keep him safe, she croaked at last.
She looked from Dr. Cho to MJ.
Please.
We're going to do our best, Dr. Cho said. I promise you, Miss Parker. I need to run a few scans and consult with my team now. The jet will touch down in 90 seconds. He'll be here in 97 seconds. Luis, she beckoned to a passing nurse. Will you get Miss Parker and Michelle some scrubs and show them how to wash up, please? Before she left the room, MJ met Ned's eyes again. It wasn't the Aisha Evans face she'd worn while facing down riot police. I am braver and stronger and better than this. It wasn't her decathlon captain face either. We're going to win, or I'll know why not. It was a new face entirely, something Ned had never seen before. MJ, ready to go into battle for the people she loved. MJ nodded at him. We who are about to die salute you. May the Force be with you, Ned said. MJ rolled her eyes, but Ned caught the twitch of a smile before she turned to follow May and Luis. MJ was standing at the edge of the operating room, still fidgeting with her cap. She'd had to yank her hair into a tiny bun to fit beneath the scrub cap, and it just didn't feel right, when they wheeled Peter's gurney into the operating room. Peter's eyes were glassy with pain, staring blankly across the room, mind not entirely present. And shit, that fucking collar was still wrapped around his neck. He didn't seem to be aware of it anymore. Captain America and Barnes followed the gurney, scrubbed up within an inch of their lives just like MJ was. She smiled a little at the sight of a latex glove over Barnes's sleek prosthetic hand. Murder turned to healing, she thought, fingers absentmindedly searching for a pencil in the pockets of her scrubs. 3, 2, 1, Peter cried out as Captain America and Barnes lifted him onto the table. MJ realized with a sudden lurch why they'd been tasked with strapping him in instead of the doctors. Peter struggled desperately against their hands as they locked each padded bar into place, pinning him to the operating table.
Please, Peter's voice cracked. Please stop.
Stop. MJ found herself halfway across the room, facing a bemused Captain America, Barnes, and surgical team before she realized what she'd done. Well, no turning back now.
Listen to him, she said. We aren't Hydra.
She stepped up to the table, trying not to look too closely at the bloodied bandages or the dried flecks of blood in Peter's hair. Hey, nerd, she said. She reached out carefully and swept his hair off his forehead. How are you doing? Peter blinked at her, eyes dazed and unfocused. Gradually, his eyes found hers between the surgical mask and the scrub cap. MJ, he mouthed. Remember me? It's been a while. Peter's face slowly cracked into a tiny, exhausted, disbelieving smile. MJ swallowed hard. Do you know where you are? Peter squinted out at the room, eyes catching on a pair of nurses arranging a set of scalpels on the cart. Surgery, he said, or tried to,
MJ didn't think at all about the fact that he must have lost his voice from screaming on the plane. Not at all. Thanks, brain. Yep, MJ said, keeping her voice as steady as she could. Which was not very, but it would have to do. They're going to put you back together, but first they have to finish strapping you in. Is that okay with you? Peter blinked down at the table, then jerked in surprise as though he'd forgotten about it entirely. His uninjured leg struck out in a kick that missed both Captain America and Barnes, who were standing at a safe distance from the table. Slow your roll, Parker, MJ said. They're trying to help. She watched as Peter tried to pull himself together, bit by little bit. Okay, he rasped at last, breathing hard and fast and shaky. Do it. In conclusion, Your Honor, he's not actually okay at all. Hey, MJ leaned over Peter a little, just enough to block his view of the rest of the operating room. If you try any of that tough male bullshit, we're gonna have to have a talk later. This is going to really fucking suck, and then it'll be over. And you're going to get through it, and you're going to be okay, but in the meantime, you're allowed to scream. Maybe even say crap a few times. Don't think I've ever heard you swear before, Peter croaked. Words have power, MJ said. I believe in using them where appropriate. Peter closed his eyes. MJ watched his eyes track beneath his lids, watched his chest rise and fall with slow, labored breaths, watched his forehead furrow in pain, then slowly smooth out. His eyes fluttered open again and found hers, bleary but present. Missed you, he whispered, voice scratching in his throat. I missed you too, MJ said. Her hand reached out and cupped his cheek around the oxygen mask without her conscious decision. Peter leaned into her touch just a little, as far as his head could go in the restraints, and looked towards Captain America and Barnes. You can, he said and swallowed hard. Do it. Let's get this over with. There you go, Queens. Captain America patted Peter's foot as he finished locking Peter onto the surgical table. Proud of you. Look, Spider-Punk. Barnes clicked the last restraint into place over Peter's ankle. There's only one thing you really need to remember. If they bite, bite back. Got it? Got it, Peter coughed. Good luck, Captain America said and patted Peter's shoulder. See you on the flip side. You finally learned some new slang and is already 30 years old? Barnes shook his head and followed Captain America out of the operating room. You need to watch more TV, punk. Just before the door closed behind them, Captain America turned back and saluted MJ. She nodded at him, nonplussed, and saluted back. The door closed behind them. MJ took a deep breath. Luis pushed a chair towards her. She thanked him, settled into it, and took Peter's hand. Pretty sure I told you not to do anything stupid like this, she said. Had to, Peter rasped. I know, MJ said. And you can't hold his hand, Dr. Cho said, bustling towards the operating table in full white-coated armor. What? MJ blinked at her. He'll crush your fingers, Dr. Cho said. I wouldn't, Peter protested. In the middle of surgery, if you lose track of what's going on, you might. Dr. Cho hurried off to consult with the nurses over the cart. Peter's mouth trembled, then set into what MJ had always thought of as his tough, way too young to be a soldier mode. Lips pressed together, jaw clenched, eyes staring straight ahead. MJ reluctantly withdrew her fingers from Peter's and set her hand over his instead. We'll get back to that thought later, she said. All right? I do like my fingers, but you're normally a pretty good handholder. Peter nodded. MJ studied him for a moment. That's your cue, you know. Dramatic lines. You shouldn't be here. You don't have to stay. That sort of thing. Manipulative statements that make me want to prove you wrong. If you didn't want to be here, Peter broke off in a fit of coughing. MJ rubbed small circles into the back of his hand and waited for him to recover. You wouldn't be, Peter rasped at last. Good boy, MJ said. I've trained you well. Peter's eyes crinkled around the edges just a little. But really, MJ said, do you want me to be here? Is this going to help? Peter looked up at her, eyes wide above the oxygen mask. After a long moment, he nodded, just a tiny twitch beneath the restraints. Yes, he rasped. If you want to, please, please stay. Dr. Cho stepped up to Peter's side again. How's the table? She asked. Can you move? MJ only knew from the pained pinch in Peter's eyes that he was trying to strain against the table. The vibranium-laced steel held him in place from head to toe. No, Peter said at last and swallowed hard. Can't move.
Good. Dr. Cho adjusted the oxygen mask and swept Peter's hair off his forehead. You're doing really well, Peter. I'm proud of you.
For not moving?
Peter's mouth twitched into a shadow of a smile, but MJ could see how much effort it took not to slur his words too badly.
Yes, Dr. Cho smiled at him.
Do you want me to tell you what we're going to do here? Peter hesitated, then nodded.
Well, Dr. Cho said, the good news is that your body's already started healing. The bad news is that it's healed up wrong in some places, according to the scans. I'm going to have to reopen the wound at a few sites and then sew it back together properly. So you'll feel a series of incisions and then a lot of suturing, and then we'll be all set, all right?
Mm-hmm, Peter said.
I know it's going to be rough, Dr. Cho said, eyes steady on Peter's.
I'm sorry. We'll be done before you know it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Peter's eyes slid shut again. Are you all right here? Dr. Cho asked MJ.
MJ nodded. I'm fine.
Good. Dr. Cho looked down at Peter again, then pulled the curtains across his chest to hide the surgical site from the two of them. Keep him awake if you can, all right?
All right, MJ said.
You hear that, Parker? It's not nap time yet. Peter cracked one eye open and squinted up at her. MJ gave him her best shit-eating grin.
You sure you missed me?
Peter brushed his thumb against hers. He opened his mouth to say something, then closed it abruptly, eyes flicking towards the curtain, where the team was still murmuring among themselves. Ready for the first incision, Dr. Cho said, loud enough for MJ to hear. A moment later, Peter's body went rigid beneath the restraints. MJ rubbed the back of his hand, realizing all too late how utterly unprepared she was to help him.
You've got this, she murmured. It's okay to scream.
Peter's hand shook beneath hers. His eyes were shut tight against the pain. His jaw was clenched hard. More murmuring from behind the curtain. Peter groaned low in his throat. The metal tools clinked on the cart before a faint squish. Peter screamed, raw and agonized, hand convulsing beneath MJ's. She folded both of her hands over his and bowed her head, desperately wishing she believed in some god enough to pray now. Peter's scream suddenly choked into coughing, hard and wet. Hold everything in place, Dr. Cho ordered the surgical assistants. Ready? Now. One of the nurses lunged towards the head of the table and jammed down a button. The table tipped precipitously to the side. Peter coughed up blood, red as a horror movie, into a gauze pad another nurse held by his mouth. MJ pressed her knuckles to her lips over the surgical mask and tried to remember to breathe. This was so much more intense than dissecting frogs. Even fetal pigs hadn't been so human. Hadn't been alive. Hadn't been her friend. One nurse suctioned the remaining blood out of Peter's mouth, turned the wand off, and set it back in its socket on the cart. Another pressed a button that slowly tilted the table, and Peter, level again. MJ resumed her seat and folded her hands around Peter's again. So, she cleared her throat. That sucked. Peter blinked at the ceiling. His face fell in slack, gray folds, cheeks glinting with tear tracks. MJ leaned in and brushed the tears away, careful not to jar the oxygen mask. Peter didn't seem to notice her. He seemed awake, probably, maybe, sort of, but not entirely present. Peter, MJ said. Peter. Peter lay still, mouth parted, struggling to breathe. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange, MJ said. Peter's eyes flicked to hers, glassy with pain and confusion. The size of it made us all laugh, MJ continued, rubbing her thumb over the back of Peter's hand. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. Peter's face slowly cracked into the tiniest, wobbliest smile she'd ever seen on him. And that orange, MJ said hoarsely. It made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. Peter's eyes fluttered closed again, brow tight with pain. MJ quietly recited the rest of the poem, watching Peter's lips move with hers. The rest of the day was quite easy, she said. I did all the jobs on my list, and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. Peter lifted his thumb to brush against the side of her palm. Scalpel, Dr. Cho said, and Peter's face crumpled.
You can do this, MJ said, knowing that she definitely couldn't. Peter held on for 3 breathless seconds. MJ's hands tightened on his. Dr. Cho's tools rattled on the cart. Peter struggled against the restraints with a ragged groan. MJ closed her eyes and held on tightly to his hand. Peter tipped his head back and screamed.